We're back. It's K-Hum Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, Larry Trask.
Good afternoon, sir.
Couple of points of business. First of all, thank you, Ramon's Bakery and Cafe, for their new location. Do you go there yet?
I have not yet. I hear they stay open late, though.
They do stay. Look, that's beside the point.
Okay.
It is. There's a wall in there that looks like it's, I mean, it's like used wood or extremely well distressed wood artificially. But the wall itself on the, I guess it would be the east side of the new Ramon's, it's awesome. It's just like, it's like bare wood. It looks like it's one quarter barn.
Is that your favorite wall?
It's my favorite wall. Right. Love that. Well, because, you know, it's like the wall where it's the quiet side of the room because the wall absorbs sound.
Huh.
It's not all echoey like some places. So that's a point of business number one. Point of business number two, I guess I have to take back everything I said about the Bucky Walters playing on Darren's show tonight.
They will be here.
And they've opted not to play.
Bucky Walters' music will issue forth from your speakers, but yes, it will not be live music.
They couldn't be troubled to play.
Well, I don't know exactly what the story is, but I just know that I spoke to Mr. Darren Weiss, who is awesome, by the way.
His show is unbelievable.
He's a good man.
Chicken scratch tonight.
And I was informed that they will not be playing. Is this an officially licensed
Giants cap?
San Francisco Giants cap?
It isn't officially licensed, but it's not the field cap.
Did you buy this at the stadium?
I did not. I bought it at a Sports Authority in, I believe, Walnut Creek.
Okay.
Why?
I was just wondering.
Hey, you want to try it on?
No.
I don't think I have lice anymore.
When I was at the Oakland game several years ago, it was chillier than I was dressed for. So I bought a Oakland hoodie, which is awesome. Very high quality. But it was like $70. I mean,
yikes.
I shouldn't be complaining about that. It's fine.
You watch the Giants games on TV. You see all these people wearing like the Giants jerseys.
Uh-huh.
Like when they sell those at AT&T Park, they're like $135.
I know.
So nice.
Did you have a panda hat on?
I did not have a panda hat on.
Okay.
Tough end for the Giants this year.
Oh, man.
Such heartbreak.
Yeah.
Sad. Next year, though, they're setting up for next year. You could tell. Like, when you saw Buster Posey's ankle split into 9 pieces live on TNT.
It was a rough year.
It was a rough year, yeah. You're like, oh, there goes the best player in the first third of the season. That's good.
Yeah. They did all right, though. You know.
I'm not an expert. I don't know every team, but I would have liked them to do better at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I don't, this Bucky Walters thing, I don't want it to sit. Because if they hear about this, they're going to be like, dude,
we'll be in trouble.
Yeah. But really? Really? They're like, they can't come down and play? That would be fantastic. We love the Bucky Walters. It's like, I feel like we're getting burned.
No, I think,
they're,
I think,
burning us.
I think one of their guys is out of town or something like that.
Oh, okay. That would make sense, though.
They don't have the full complement of players. But just, I think, I mean, I will sound like a jerk when I say this, but I think, like, if you set up an in studio to play, you don't call on the day of and say, you know what? Because that did happen to me a couple of times. And you can't, like, I don't really want to do that because they're not really that great of a thing.
What?
Well, when you just have the bands here and they play records.
Oh, my God, that's so boring.
I mean, it was different when Mayor Hawthorne was here.
Yeah. That's true. And he has like a huge soul band.
Yeah, he's got all this stuff going on.
And he's also Mayor Hawthorne. Like, he rolled in on a bus that barely fit on Fernbridge.
Yeah, that's true. So, but you can't, it's awkward to cancel out, though you would have no problem doing it. But for me, I can, like, you know what? Well, then in that case, I guess I'll pass. I just, oh, okay.
This is, dear listener. Bands will call, and I'll just tell them this. I can tell them this, right? This is fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so when bands are like, hey, we want to come play on the air, we're like, that's great. Please come and play, because it's good. We think it's good radio because we're live music fans. You are live music fans.
We love it.
We love meeting bands. It's great. But they will pull that move where they'll go, yeah, no, we don't really want to get our stuff out. We'll just, why don't we come up and play the CD? To which I say, we can play the CD whenever you're not here.
Right. That's what we have. We have the CDs.
And thus sets up a difference between Larry Trask and myself.
And I need to be more like you in many ways, but in that regard specifically.
Cruel and black-hearted?
I just, you know, feel a little more assertive.
Well, okay, that's a nice way of saying it. But yeah, so when these bands pull this on Larry, you will say, okay, that's cool. And that's what you hear. Like, it's happened like 3 times this year alone, like where bands will just come in and like play the CD and you'll interview them because you're so fascinated by their CD.
And it's awkward too, because while you're playing the song,
then you're just staring at
them. You're just sitting there. Like, you don't really want to have too much conversation, because if you say something good off air, then you're going to repeat it on air.
Save it for the show.
Yeah. So it's just awkward, you know, and like,
Except for Mayor Hawthorne, who couldn't. He was on Twitter the whole time he was on the show.
Yes.
Mayor Hawthorne is like, okay, play this song next, and then he goes back into his iPhone.
And also another difference with Mayor Hawthorne is we weren't playing Mayor Hawthorne music. He was playing his favorite soul sides.
Right. Yeah, that's true. It was like guest DJing, and that's totally cool.
That's a different thing.
But so when bands pull that on me, I take a more coarse tone.
Well,
which is, no, sorry.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't
next time, it. Guys.
But just in case there are any Buckies listening, or people who are going to now immediately email the
text
Buckies
them,
and say, hey,
yeah,
they're talking.
By the way, don't text them, you rat.
Talking trash about you. We love the Bucky Walters.
Don't tell on us. Yeah, they're that's awesome. True. That's the saddest part, is that they're hella nice guys and their band is unbelievably good.
Yeah.
You know, they're on the Shook Twins record?
Yes, I do. A great song.
Who, by the way, will
Window.
Be here playing.
Unbelievable.
On Wednesday.
You know who's coming in tomorrow?
Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey.
Oh,
did you want that to be rhetorical?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm glad.
You sought the answer.
Yeah. I can't wait.
That's going to be pretty cool.
It's going to be very cool.
Yeah, they can be trusted.
Sorry, I got to drop it.
I really, because I love those dudes. I saw one of them at High Sierra. They had a whole camp at High Sierra, the Bucky Walters camp.
Yeah, they go every year.
And that dude, Nico, he came in when Jenny O was here, and he was hella nice.
Yeah, he was super nice.
Take a good photo, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
All right.
You are not a music pirate. You don't download.
I actually don't.
You support the band. Even this Eve Barzelay thing, have you bought that yet?
Yeah, yes, I did.
What'd you pay for it?
Well, I paid $7.
$7? Okay. All right. I feel okay about that.
All right.
I paid $15.
All right.
It's like one of these pay your own thing. Did you buy the Radiohead record?
No.
I didn't either. Not that big a fan.
I actually not. I like OK Computer.
Yeah. Exactly.
And Creep. I think Creep's an awesome
Everybody
song.
Loves Creep, yeah. Karma Police, Fake Plastic Tree. I like all the hits. But when they started using computers, it was kind of like, oh, I'll let you guys work that out for a couple of records, and I'll check back in.
It's not really my thing.
But In Rainbows, right? That was brilliant.
Decent, yeah.
You can agree?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So anyway, the downloading. As it turns out, there's a new company who is going after downloaders, and they are called Digital Rights Corp.
Ooh.
Digital Rights Corp, an LA-based company that has been sending letters en masse.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying en masse my whole life.
But now you got it, though.
Oh, well, it's so embarrassing. $10 per infraction is what they're saying. So they're not doing these bizarre $300 million lawsuits. Or was it that like some like 12-year-old got sued for like $30 million?
Yeah, they're a bunch of those things.
Like, we're going to make a...
$10. So if I download 50 songs, I owe them $500.
I'm not quite sure how that works. Maybe it's per album.
Or maybe it's like each instance of downloading is a... I don't know.
But yeah, according to digitalmusicnews.com, the company's business model involves signing up content owners, labels, monitoring platforms like BitTorrent, and then blitzing out thousands of letters. So you might be getting one of these if you're a downloader of illegal music.
I wonder how enforceable that is. I can't see how this company could compel you to pay absent legal action.
I guess that would be the thing, is like they probably have a crew of lawyers, and then, you know, they say, look, we have a crew of lawyers. This is all we do all day. We're going to get you. Just cough it up.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe that's their plan. They're going to. What's that called when you... The thing that grows the highest, you cut off its head. I don't know.
You're making a weird physical gesticulation, okay, though.
But anyway, maybe they're going to cherry pick.
The thing that... The Hydra?
No. I was thinking of Mao for a second, but now I'm moving on.
Decapitate the...
Well, like, let 1,000 flowers bloom, but then what happened during the Cultural Revolution is that the flowers that bloomed the highest got their heads lopped off.
Ah.
See, there's where that all goes.
Okay.
But going back to this, maybe that's their plan, is they're just going to send out... They'll basically spam downloaders... And a big enough percentage of people will cave and send some money.
Yeah,
and they'll make dough that way.
I guess that kind of makes sense.
I don't know,
but yeah, it's a strongly worded letter, an email even, citing 17 U.S.C. Section 504, and they believe it would be advantageous to settle the matter without the need of time consuming and costly litigation.
Sure, we know someone who got. We know two people who got those letters.
No way.
Yeah,
here at work.
Yes.
Really?
Affiliated with...
They got the digitalrightscorp.com.
Well, that I'm not 100% on. I get, my guess is the yes, but I don't know that for sure.
My ex-roommate downloaded Pootie Tang and got an email from, like, Warner Studios.
That'd be scary.
I know. And for Pootie Tang. Be like, look, I can get busted for a lot of things, but for this? That movie's brilliant, by the way. I'm not knocking it.
Other than taking CDs that the record company has sent the radio station home so that I can rip them into my personal music collection.
And enjoy them.
I haven't done any music piracy since Napster. And that's,
oh, yeah, that's when I got off the bus, too.
Because it was so easy.
It was easy, but it was also kind of limiting because everybody was on 56K.
Yeah, well, it was problematic, and you couldn't always know the quality of the download you were getting. But
yeah,
but it was amazing at the time. Type in a name.
Yeah. I don't know about you. I would like to just set up a bunch of things. And I go, if I get half of these overnight, that'll be great. Just set up a bunch of downloads and then go to sleep. And then you wake up with like, oh, cool, that's my show on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, good old Napster.
Good old Napster. Somebody was telling me that, like, somebody she knew was hanging out with that guy, Sean Smith. Sean Smith?
Well, there's two Seans. Sean Fanning is one of them, and I forget the other Sean.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Sean who was in the Facebook movie was not Sean Fanning.
Okay, yeah, that's right. It's the other Sean.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Whatever.
Could be Smith.
Well, I hope that doesn't befall any of the trusty Cahum listeners who are known to support the artist.
Yes. That is correct.
I think most of them do.
You know what? I will end it here, but I'm a big fan of, I don't know if you've heard of it, but they have this, there's a couple of different online services. One's called Rhapsody and the other is called Spotify.
Right.
And to me, that is a beautiful way to go because you are paying for it. Some money is getting back to the artist, but you're buying music at a price that's reasonable. $10 a month or 15, whatever it is, to listen to as much music as I want to every day.
Except that the artists are increasingly outspoken about how they don't like Spotify.
Because they don't feel like they're getting enough money?
They're getting almost zero for it. Sean Parker, thank you, Hank.
Thanks, Hank.
Sims. Yeah.
Well, then make a Spotify that actually pays the artist.
Because it's like $5 a month.
That's something that we can afford. Like $5 a month for the limited version. I pay 10 because I got the premiere.
There was some sample example that they cited where Lady Gaga got, whatever, 170 million plays, and she got, like, less than $200 for it.
Well, you know, I mean, they can work this out. They could work out a reasonable...
Who's going to stand up for Lady Gaga?
A reasonable...
I have to say.
...element, but...
Apparently, Jenny O might be in town, by the way.
She is.
How do you know that?
I happen to know.
Do you follow her on Twitter?
Yep.
I do, too. She doesn't punctuate.
Well, because she's so cool.
Yeah, at some point, the period became uncool.
Well, but Jenny O is undeniably cool.
That's absolutely true.
She's rocking...
No, seriously, how do you know that she's in town?
She's rocking a 72 Princeton Fender Reverb.
That's
Fender Princeton Reverb.
You dodging the question.
Okay.
I don't want to betray your source on this.
I know some things.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
I can tell you this. I'd like to be able to lie and tell you that because she called me.
Right.
But no. Jenny, by the way, call me.
Yeah. Jen. Jenny O. Man, that's a talented person.
Yes.
Well, I guess with that, it's your week, but I'm presuming you didn't bring anything.
Oh, man, I forgot.
I thought you would.
What? My God! Oh, I'm sorry. That sounded like such a...
I didn't mean that.
Well, you were right.
No, well, I was prepared for the circumstance.
Okay. Well, wow. Good.
I'm really sorry.
No, that's cool. No, because I did forget. You were right. I forgot.
Yeah, but I was banking on your failure.
You figured I would forget, and you were correct. Yeah. So what do you have for us?
That's the worst part. It's not even good.
No, it's good.
It's Betty White rapping. It's brand new.
How could that be bad?
Okay, well, you said it. It's KHUM Garberville Eureka Arcata, online at KHUM.com. 89 years young, Betty White.
Still alive.
Yeah, absolutely. More famous now than maybe ever.
Quite possibly so.
Look, these kids who were into Betty White, they never seen Golden Girls.
What was she in before that?
I have no idea.
Wasn't she in Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's funny, though.
Shows.
All right. So it's Luciana, who's a British singer-songwriter, and Betty White. Quote, I will get you sweaty because I'm the big Betty.
Nice.
Larry's next. French goodbye. Remember that? It means you don't say goodbye. High. I hope.